This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Gillette man has been charged in federal court with four counts of producing child pornography. Dustin Hebest entered a not guilty plea when he was indicted by a federal grand jury after his arraignment. He could face 15 years to life in prison and 5 years to life in supervised release, as well as $250,000 in fines along with special assessments and mandatory restitution. Hebest is scheduled to stand trial on April 11th in U.S. District Court. A jury trial is scheduled for a Gillette man after being accused of child abuse. Tyler Brian Martinson faces 31 counts of felony child abuse on May 2nd after allegedly injuring his three-month-old son to the point of needing hospitalization. The emergency room doctor at CCH notified police and an investigation was undertaken. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. In its fourth quarter report, Peabody Energy closed out the year with over $1.26 billion in total sales, accounting for more than a third of the company's total revenue stream of $3.3 billion for 2021. A strong market accompanied by lower expenses fueled the more robust fourth quarter. A survey of Campbell County's junior and senior high school students has reported a substantial increase in mental health issues and a decrease in their understanding that drugs like marijuana or smoking cigarettes will harm them. The survey, taken every 2 years, helps district officials know what types of intervention planning they need to focus on and also help to provide data for more grants they may be able to apply for in order to help students. Kip Farnham, the district's director of student support services, presented the data to the school board at a dinner meeting on Tuesday. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.